From gutters to the landscape, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're live from Sussex Hamilton High School for the WFCA High School Football Combine. And I'm joined by my co-host and special guest. He's wearing two hats today. He is the president of J&J Contractors. Is that correct?
It is. How
the
you doing,
president,
Mike?
President, Jason Sabrowski. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah,
sounds good.
The guy that ripped at me for never pronouncing your last name right. He can't do that anymore. Hey, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Family's good?
Family is awesome.
How's Jerry doing?
He's actually starting to feel a little bit better.
He is.
Yeah.
Praise
Things
the Lord.
Things
awesome.
Are going in a positive direction.
So the awesome. Next time he comes in studio, then he's going to be feeling good enough to keep ripping on me?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that a boy.
I
hope he's listening, too. And if he is, Jerry, I really happy to hear you're feeling a little bit better. Look forward to getting you back in studio to talk a little J&J Contractors. Hey, before we get going on some of the things that you guys are doing and this time of year, the tour of model homes is kicking off, and this is the time that we really start to promote it. It's May 18th, 19th, and 20th. The May 18th, when you know a lot about running one of those soirees,
oh, yes.
man.
Oh, yes.
Is your house the same? It took a little time to get it back. I'm sure those Nary guys got after it.
Oh, they like to party.
And they do it well.
Yes,
some of them
do.
Are professionals.
Yes.
On May 18th, the cool part, and we started this last year, and you basically kind of spearheaded it, and I just think it's wonderful. We're going to be raising money for the Aurora Cancer Care, and the money is staying here locally.
Correct.
Last year, we raised a little bit over $10,000 for cancer research.
Yep.
We're hoping to increase that a little bit.
We really are.
I think now we kind of figured it out, right?
Yep, we
figured
have.
Out how to do it. And it's just a really good event. The 18th, you're going to be able to go out to a home on Pewaukee Lake. And, you know, a lot of times when you're driving out there, you're thinking, man, I'd love to get in one of those homes.
Correct.
Take a look. Now you can. And we're not going to give you the address yet. That'll come soon.
And I heard, too, it's over $1 million remodel. So this house is just going to be stunning.
Man.
Stunning.
Wow. That is stunning.
And this is an event you don't want to miss.
No.
This is one of the premier events in Milwaukee. And it's going to a great cause. You're going to be able to see an amazing remodel done by a really high-end contractor.
Martell?
Yeah. I mean, those guys are top-notch over there.
They really are. And he's excited to be a part of this thing. I'm glad that they stepped up. It's a 5,200-square-foot home right on Pewaukee Lake. It's a huge house. And my goal on the May 18th is to get them to invite me to live there for a while. maybe do some kind of like show there from, I don't know, whatever. I'll figure out a way.
If you're going to live there for a while, maybe I'll stay with you. I'm sure there's enough rooms.
Oh, 5,200. We won't even see each other. But it's right on Pewaukee Lake. You can go to MilwaukeeNary.org to purchase tickets. And again, you come out. If they do it the way Jason did it last year, which was incredible, there's really good food and cocktails and soda and a great staff. And you're raising money for a good cause. Again, Aurora Cancer Care is what we're raising money for. And the awesome part is the money stays here. And I just think that that's important. And certain cancer research is very important to you.
It is very important to me and my family and J&J Contractors. And like I said, this is one of the best events. You do not want to miss this.
Did you come up with the name, the soiree name?
I did not.
No, because
whoever did, that was
yeah,
pretty good.
They're killing me because you know me with words sometimes.
I can't even say it, so I'm
no,
not even trying.
No, you said you make sure you say it. You know, we could have went with gala or, you know, just a party or something.
I think I could say gala.
Yeah, gala's gala. Easy. Okay. The soiree thing gets a little difficult. But you're going to have access to the main and lower levels featuring a large deck-covered patio. Just incredible.
Well, and Mike, you came last year. You saw.
Oh, I did.
The gala house. Well, soiree.
Yeah, it's a soiree.
It's a soiree.
I know this that, I know $100 from my pocket went into that that 10 grand that we spent.
Yes, it did.
And it was going in either way, but man, I had you. We were playing bags, and Jason's like a professional bags player. And I'd played like twice or three times, and I had him. and I choked. And I'm still waking up at 3 in the morning thinking about that. So thank you very much for that. I don't think we'll get a chance for a rematch.
We might.
But that's May 18th. And then the 19th and 20th, the Tour of Remodel Homes go on.
Yes.
And you've been obviously a big part of that, not only as a NARI board member, but homes that you had on that Remodel Home Tour. As a guy who's had homes on the tour, yep. why do you get involved in that?
I just think it's a great event. It's great for people that are looking to do remodels to actually come out and see the contractor's work and be able to touch it. It's the best way. And then you get to meet the designers. I have on all my houses, I have a designer that's going to be there. I have a project manager, a salesperson. You get to meet these people and see who you're going to be working with. And I think it's one of the greatest ways to, if you're going to, like I said, do a remodel, actually meet your contractors and not just the salesperson.
And not where they're going to show you pictures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not just showing you a picture. No, here, come see this whole house.
Right. I can tell you that when Terry and I went through a few houses, Terry had an idea. She wanted one thing done in her house. Walked away, and it was 17 things. And, that whole wish list, the need list was that one thing, and the wish list was, Michael, I really liked, did you see this? Can we try? And it was like I loved going through them.
Yeah.
But, man, oh, man, you got to just make sure that you – and your partner and your spouse just take a deep breath and
stay on the same page.
Try to stay on the same page. Hey, J&J Contractors, what's busy right now? What are you guys working on?
Oh my goodness, remodeling. But we're gonna start kicking off. I was gonna talk to you today about this. I want to do a roofing kickoff special, where anybody that calls next week, we're going to do a free extended lifetime warranty on their roof. So just next week, 1 week only, get a little kickoff to spring here now that the snow is finally done. And it's done. Do you remember last year we were at State Fair? I told you it was done snowing. A week later it snowed.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and you shoot me a text. You're like, I thought it wasn't going to snow anymore. I'm like, yeah, I said that. And I said it on the air, too, that it wasn't going to snow. This time I'm serious.
And
it's not snowing.
I know you did something with your trucks, too, didn't you, this year?
We took the plows off. We took all the stakes down in the yards. We went in topsoil, grass seeded any of the areas because we do plowing.
Jason.
And I told and my plow manager Brian, he's like, no, Jay. He's like, let's just wait a little bit longer. He's like, I'm not feeling good about this. I'm like, Brian, it's not gonna snow. I promise.
He
spent 2 days
taking
all the stakes out, doing repairs in people's yards, and then it snows. And now I got to go do it again. So
next year.
I'm just going to wait until June next year.
That's 2 years in a row now.
Oh, it is.
So just wait. I didn't take the gas out of my snowblower, and I didn't do it because I didn't think it was the snow. I was just lazy, I think. And then it was perfect because it's just about out now. Hey, let's go back to this free extended warranty.
Yep, on any roofing project next week. You call in, even if we can't get you, come see you next week, if it's the week after. But anyone that – from Monday to Friday. You can even call in this week and leave a message. But, yeah, we'll honor that. You get a free extended warranty. It's like a $1,500 upgrade.
Man, that's awesome.
It's awesome. It's just I want to do a nice little kickoff to spring here, finally.
414-423-9200. I'm glad you brought up roofing because I've got a lot of roofing questions. This time of year for you guys once the snow is gone, the ice is gone, and spring actually is here, is a great time to get up there, take a look at people's roofs, and find out how this winter has damaged it.
Oh, yeah, and I honestly think this winter really did some damage. We had a lot of snow. We had a lot of ice. We had a lot of temperature swings, and that stuff messes up the roofs.
Yeah.
It does.
And for them to call you and say, hey, look, we haven't had anybody look at our roof in 15 years. And yeah. I think it's time that we get somebody up there. And I don't want to pull out the ladder. Can I call you guys and have you come out?
For sure.
Yeah,
and
I
here's
think
the
that's
thing
important.
Too. Over at J&J, if you don't need a roof, we're not going to sell you a roof.
Thank
you. It's not going to happen. it's crazy. I go to people's houses and I look at it. I'm like, you know what? You have 3 to 5 years left. They're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, another roofer told me I had to do it right away. I'm like, no, you have 3 to 5 years. Don't worry about it. Call me in 3 to 5 years. Guess what? They're going to remember that I right. told them the truth, and they will call me in 3 to 5 years.
You bet. And they may call you in 2 to say, look, I don't want to wait 3.
That's
Let's
true.
Get it done.
That's true, and people do that, too, all the time.
I think that that's really important. J&J Contractors, again, if you call them this week, I'd call them today and leave a message. But for the next week, anybody that calls, you don't have to have the roof done, obviously, this week, but you call and set the appointment at 414-423-9200 or go to JJContractorsLLC.com for more information. Let them know, whoever answers the phone, let them know that you heard Jason on this show and you want that free extended warranty. $1,500 value. Again, if you set the appointment next week, you get that by just calling in or yes. going to JJContractorsLLC.com. Jason, before we get to a break, this time of year when you do go out to look at roofs, what are some of the common things that happen when the ice and the snow finally goes away?
You'll kind of see, like, if there's any areas where there's caulking done, or even with gutters. I was at a house the other day. It was crazy because the ice broke the brackets. You know how gutters have brackets every right. 16 inches? It actually, like, pulled them out and broke them. It's crazy. The seams in the gutters are leaking. It breaks up the caulk in there. It just really can do some wear and tear. And a lot of times, too, people are using those snow rakes.
And I use those. I try not. Well, you gave me the tip not to go all the way down to it, to give it, you know, probably an inch and a half or 2 inches.
Correct.
But to get the large amount off, but don't dig so deep that Correct. You're going to see the.
Well, these people, they, like, drop it on top of the roof. They're hitting the shingles. The granules are falling off. They put gouges in there. And I know they're plastic and light metal, but you're not supposed to be scraping your roof up, and that's really what you're doing in a way.
Well, and so what do you tell people? Because if you don't do that, then you get ice stamps.
Yeah, but if your roof is done correctly, you will never snow rake ever.
Really?
Yes.
Well, everybody in my neighborhood, all the boys are out, I'm telling you.
I need to come down there and watch them.
We're all waving.
You call me
other.
And tell me when they're snow raking. I'll come down there and I'll be like, let me give you a new roof. You'll never do this again.
You know, there's not a lot of things with this I'm good at. I've gotten really good at snow raking. Yeah, I'm really good at it. I can get it done fairly quickly, and it's not like I have a huge roof, but I can get it done. And because of what you said to me either last year or the year before, which was do not go all the way to the roof because you're going to damage that roof, I think I do it correctly and make sure that we don't have any problems.
We're out at Sussex Hamilton here, right?
Yeah,
today,
Hamilton High School.
This is really cool. And what's happening here today again?
WFCA Combine, so Wisconsin Football yeah. Coach Association. There's 580 kids from around the state of Wisconsin that are going to be here today, and college coaches.
Okay.
And they're going to come and do like an NFL Combine.
Got it.
Where they're going to run a 40, they're going to weight lift. You know, everybody's going to do the same thing, depending on position. And what's cool, Next Level takes care of this. So everybody's timed correctly. Everybody's wow. measured correctly. So all of a sudden, a college coach gets something from a kid who says he's 6'2", and he comes on campus, he's 5'11", and he says he ran a 4.40, and, you know, and then all of a sudden he's a 5'4". So these guys do this correctly, and so these kids get the correct number. The Got colleges it. Get the correct number. A lot
and
of college
coaches. You
know
some of these guys over here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
I
think
know.
They let me try out?
They will not. No, they saw you try to catch that football. I threw it. They just said absolutely not. Hey, the second part of the second segment, if it's okay with you, I talk so much about why to use Nary members.
Correct.
I've got a story to tell you.
Okay.
About a really good friend of mine. He's a buddy of mine, and he's a guy that I really like, and he's a good one of the good guys. But him and his wife started building a house 18 or 19 months ago, and it's their dream home that has become a total nightmare. And I want to be able to let people know that you got to be careful out there. And,
really
and I probably won't use his name. I'm going to figure that out during the break. But I feel so bad for him. And I've talked to some Nary members, and these guys are saying, hey, here's what I think he should do. But he's not able to do what they're asking right now. And we'll get into it on the other side of the break. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Home Improvement Show. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest. He's the president of J&J Contractors. He's Jason Sabrowski. We are live at Sussex Hamilton for the WFCA High School Football Combine. And, Jason, before we went to a break, I was telling you about this buddy of mine. And one of the reasons and thank you for allowing us to talk about this on today's show. One of the reasons I want to talk about it is early when I started doing the Nary show, one of the things that I kept talking about was this safety net, that when you go with a Nary member as a consumer, you have this safety net. Very seldom does it get to the point that you have to go into the Nary office and have a group of people listen to what your problem is and then have the contractor come in, and then in that room we all work it out.
Correct.
Very seldom does it ever get to that point when you're utilizing the Nary member.
Correct.
When you're not. And home builders very seldom are Nary. They're MBA part of that group.
Yeah.
So this buddy of mine, him and his wife, 18, 19 months ago, started this dream house, and he was so excited, Jason. They were so excited. Great location, big, beautiful house, and it has become an absolute nightmare. He went with a guy that's not ethical, and there's been problems from the jump on this thing, and 19 months in, they have finally given the okay to move in, but the problems continue because what happened was he would have subcontractors come out, and he wasn't paying them.
Yeah.
So then the subcontractors stop coming because they're not getting paid. He had a roof done, and, you know, he works with the title company. The title company is supposed to be the in-between guy, supposed to make sure that everything's on the up and up. This guy took out $19,000 to pay the – and never paid him. And the roof was $17,500. And he never paid him. So now the roof guy is coming to him saying, I need my money. And he said, look, I'll show you. He took it out already. And so now they've put a lien on his house. So now he can't get a second mortgage to help pay for the rest.
Yeah.
They've gone through their savings. They've gone through their retirement fund. And talking to other Nary people at a meeting I was at, you know, they said, look, he's got to get a lawyer. And I talked to him. He said, I can't afford a lawyer. I don't.
And I just saw the text you showed me.
Yeah.
He still doesn't have doors and
right.
casing and trim.
Right.
So it's been 18, 19 months. And, I mean, his house isn't even technically really even done yet.
No, and they got a waiver to get to move in. So
yeah.
They're in it. They have no driveway. They have no landscape. And he, you know what? He understands that. He's like, look, I'll figure that part out. But the rest of it, just the small jobs to be able to get it finished, the painting, get it done, some of the cabinetry, just the small stuff that you would consider in a house this size when this is supposed to be the fun part, right? This is the stuff that he's supposed to be like, man, we're done. It's
yeah.
a finished product. Now we have this guy come in and we get it done, but he can't afford right now to have that stuff done because what he thought when he was getting a good deal has been a nightmare. They've gone through everything, and the title company, shame on this company, and I'm not going to name them. One day I might, because they really ticked me off. Because when he went to them, they put their hands up and said, "Go to our attorneys. Go to our attorneys. You're supposed
yeah.
to be the one. You're supposed to be the referee here."
Well, yeah, it's the title company is kind of another protection,
right?
Step, you know, they make sure they get the bill, and then they get the lien waiver, and then a lot of times they cut those checks right to the contractor.
Correct.
So that way that builder's not getting it.
He ended up, and if I get this wrong, I took notes and I have them in the car, but I know that we talked about this enough, my buddy and I. He had three different steps with the title company, three different funds. And the two of them, the builder took all the money out. And the third one, by this time he figured out what was going on because the guy was stealing from Peter to pay
yeah.
Paul. He took the money himself out, and he started calling the subcontractor saying, look, I can't pay you for the work you've done. but I'll pay you for the work if you'll come and finish. So basically, he became the builder. He said, I don't know how to do this stuff. Oh, I just... So getting back to the reason that you utilize a NERI member or somebody that... For me, it's NERI, and I think because of... You just can't write a check to NERI.
Correct.
You've got to be one of the best of the best, and you're never going to let this happen. Look, I should be out talking about this guy's company. I should name this guy's company. I mean, I really should. I should name him, and I should just start all this. And but what my buddy wants is this guy to stop because they're building another house in Delafield right now, and he's probably building it with some of the money that he took from you know, my guy's title company.
Yep.
The thing that shocks me is the title company, first of all, how this guy sleeps at night. I don't know how he sleeps at night. He had a partner, and the partner walked away. Said, I got to get out of here. I can't do this.
Well, he probably walked away because it's that or he's going to go to jail soon.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And my friend went to the police department, and said, look, I got to tell you what's going on. His whole deal now is he wants his house done, but he doesn't want anybody to go through the problem he's gone through.
And you know what? I'm actually glad that your friend is doing that. Most customers have a horrible experience, and they complain to me about it. And I'm like, you need to say something.
Right.
Voice your opinion of what happened. You don't have to go crazy. Maybe just put a Facebook message on their Facebook page saying, hey, this is what happened. Otherwise, these guys just keep doing the same thing.
Well, and
it's not going to stop.
You know, the one part about him trying, you know, us recommending he gets a lawyer, there's four or five or six people or companies already suing this guy.
Wow.
So he's got to, if he can, and right now he doesn't have the money to do it, but maybe he can find a lawyer that will take this and say, okay, I'll take a payment at the end when I get money, but you need to get in line right now.
Yeah.
You wait another 3 weeks, there's going to be four more people in front of you.
That's true.
And by the time it gets to you, there's not going to be anything left in the pot. This is a guy that I think is going to end up going to jail, in my opinion, because there's three or four other families that have gone through the same stuff with him.
Wow.
You're going through something.
Yeah, we are. Jenna Sachs put a piece on the news about a gentleman that has brain cancer. And you know how cancer is with me, right?
Yeah.
So a contractor came, literally sold him a kitchen within one day. So met him one day, signed it the next day, which, you know, that little red flags. But this guy, he's been battling cancer for 18 or 19 years now. His name's Eric. Awesome guy. Really awesome guy. He just wanted his kitchen done for his wife, which I think is, you know, so sweet. 3 days later, contractor sends him a text message after Eric gave him $21,000, by the way, sends him a text message saying, I'm really sorry. I turned myself in for contractor fraud. The money is gone. The guy has nothing, absolutely nothing, and he's out $21,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, I'm not okay with this.
No.
So I called Jenna Sachs. I'm like, I want to – his contract was $42,000 for this kitchen, which I'll be honest with you, it should have been $60,000. But I think he sold it so cheap, so he guaranteed to get the job and get that down payment. Because it's really a $60,000 job. But so I called Jenna. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get my vendors and my partners to help me out on this. Whatever he has due, which was another $21,000, I will do his kitchen for that $21,000. And all my guys are stepping up to the plates and helping out. And actually, we have a big surprise coming up for Eric on Thursday, which we'll talk later about that. But it's just, I don't know. I had to do the right thing in this situation, and I know I can't help everybody. But if I can help one or two people a year that get taken advantage of like this, that's, you know, it's my thing to do, I think.
Do you know you've seen these YouTube, the TED talks, and you know, you got to find your why.
Yeah.
You know, what's your why? And watching some of those, it's interesting because this was years ago. I realized that people that I'm attracted to become friends with all have really good hearts. Like guys like you, that you see something like that, and instead of going, oh man, that poor sap, you say, what can I do to help? And I realized that if you look at the circle of people that I consider my friends, they all have that. And so when I read that and I saw that video a number of years ago, that was my why. Who am I going to allow in this circle of trust, you know, circle of friend? And Doesn't surprise me at all. You're a good man, Jason.
You are awesome, Mike.
You know
what?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's that comes from Jerry. Other than ripping on me all the time,
Jerry loves you.
I know he does. You know what? There's a thin line between love and hate, man.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Bonnie was over last night.
Yeah.
I told her about what you told me, and
she's the best.
At first, she's sitting there. She's like, "He doesn't like me," or I didn't say didn't
no,
like.
No, I
just said. Well, you know what?
When she gave us a tour,
yep.
because she was very businesslike.
Yep.
She
yep.
was in her business mode, and. Like, I'm pretty good friends with you, so yep. I just assumed I'd be pretty good friends yep. with your mother-in-law. And she was very businesslike. And so when we sat together at your father's retirement party, and she was really funny and yeah. super fun, I was like, I didn't know that about her.
No, I know.
So it was awesome.
Well, and then you told me just this last week, you're like, I like her. I feel like she's my best friend now.
I know, I do. I like her a lot. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I got a bunch of questions for you with roofing. It's a perfect time for that. And we'll get through that. And then a couple other things that you guys do, kitchens and bathrooms, and we'll discuss that as well. My special guest and co-host today, president of J&J Contractors, Jason Cyborowski. You can call them at 414-423-9200. Again, if you call this week, from this Saturday to next Saturday, set up an appointment to have a new roof done, have them come out and see the roof. If they do some work on your roof, you're going to get a free extended warranty. It's a lifetime?
Life, 50 years.
50 years.
Non-prorated. So it's basically, it's
lifetime. It is lifetime.
It's lifetime.
It's lifetime. It's a $1,500 value. You'd let Jason know that you heard him on this show, and you get that $1,500 value to have your roof done. Again, go to jjcontractorsllc.com. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're live at Sussex Hamilton for the 2018 WFCA High School Football Combine. The big boys are walking in.
They are.
Yeah. You know,
I got to tell you, the quarterbacks and receivers
come later. Yeah, the pretty boys get to sleep in, but the big boys are walking.
This one guy, his number was, these guys all have numbers taped on them, okay? And so 1-1-1-2, that's the guy I want to go try to tackle.
he's the
biggest one.
You know what? I'll set that up. I don't look at this.
Oh, I don't know. This one might be bigger. He doesn't have a number on him, though.
No, he doesn't, because he's got. Yeah, he's big.
I don't think he needs a number. They know
numbers.
He is.
He's big enough to have two numbers.
These guys are like oxes in here. Holy cow!
These are some, and you know what? They're all looking to play at the next level.
Wow!
So they're here. They want to play football in college. It's awesome, and they're going to stretch out, and they're going to start doing some stuff for the college coaches that are here, and we'll be here for 4 hours. I've got my youth sports show coming up, and then the high school show with Tom Swiddle. We'll have a bunch of guests, college guys, some local guys that are going to talk a little bit about what's going on here at the Combine, and it's a really fun event. There's 580 kids from all over the state of Wisconsin coming in. Hey, I got a number of questions for you when it comes to roofing, and you had talked about caulk in the beginning, and I don't think this is exactly what we were talking about, but one of the questions I have is a friend of a friend has a new 9,000-square-foot home, has problems with the roof leaking. She had a roofing guy and two painting guys, I think that's one of her problems, have told her that the caulk on her roof was the source of the problem. Told her that she should have it checked every 6 months for cracking and possible replacement because the caulk doesn't last long. I've never heard of this before. I was wondering if you think they're pulling her leg or if this is a real problem.
Is there like a buzzer I can like?
Yeah. Man.
You should not have to rely on caulk for your roof. Caulk literally is you put it on a couple nail heads just so they don't rust and fall apart. If you're relying on caulk or tar for your roof to not leak, you need to get your roof fixed.
So these guys are taking her.
Yeah, they're taking her. Because here's the thing, too. Are you going to pay someone every 6 months to come to your roof? No.
Right.
You know, so It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and again, go to MilwaukeeNary.org. Call J&J Contractors. If you want to have it done right. You know, just call J&J Contractors or call, go to MilwaukeeNary.org, call the Nary office. And if you have questions like this, call the Nary office. They'll put you in contact with somebody that can answer correctly. Don't go to one roofing guy and a couple of painting guys.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have talked to a – well, maybe the painter was, like, painting their siding, saw a fascia and said, oh, let's put some caulk here. But, right. Yeah, you want to talk to a roofer, not a painter for sure.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. Another question for you. We have a major leakage problem and are getting a new roof. What is the best underlayment to protect the valleys in my roof from leaking? Ice and shield guard, metal flashing, or double-rolled shingles?
So first of all, you're going to start it with the ice and water shield, and that's going to go underneath the metal flashing. So the ice and water goes up 3 feet. You put that in. Then you put the metal flashing over the top. Then the shingles go on. So that's really the proper way to do it. And even in some situations, I've had people that are just really paranoid and because they've had a lot of problems, and I get it. And so we actually put this is a little bit overkill, but it's like if you want the best, here's the best. Ice and water shield first, put the metal valley in, and then ice and water shield both directions over the metal valley, and then put the shingles in. Like, that's...
They're never going to see leaks.
Oh,
right?
My God. I mean, you never will the first way.
Right.
But you do this next option, like, it's lasting longer than your house is going to last.
So, perfect time to talk about the deal that people are going to get that are listening to today's show.
Yes.
Again. So, $1,500 value.
Correct.
Right? You call 414-423-9200. 423-9200. Leave a message this weekend or call anytime next week. You don't have to have the roof done next week.
Just call next week.
Because right.
In our, we have a program called Market Sharp. We put when you guys call, your name, address, all that stuff. So we'll know that it's honored just for this week.
Right. And it's a free extended 50-year lifetime.
Non-prorated warranty.
Non-prorated warranty.
Yes. And it's so 50, and then also comes with 25-year workmanship guarantee. I mean, it's this is a great warranty.
Can't get any better than that.
Can't get any better. No.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, again, JJContractorsLLC.com. I see that you got a text. Who sent that?
Bonnie did.
Bonnie, yeah, that's awesome.
A couple of smiley faces.
Bonnie, my new best friend. Bonnie, you want to go have dinner with the four of us? You let me know. My wife's ready.
Wait that a minute. I haven't even gone
to
dinner
with
you yet.
No, you're out. You're out.
You're taking Bonnie and John.
Hey, you're John.
John is the best.
John started.
Oh, my goodness.
He started the fun, and she jumped right in. My favorite was when I asked her for some stories about your wife back in the day.
You know what? It would be a good dinner for you to do? Bonnie and John, and then my mom and my dad.
Oh, man. That would be
just never-ending laughing.
Something about river or something? Wasn't there...
we're not
that's
going there.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you how deep Bonnie went.
Oh,
that's how deep she
I'm
went.
I'm going to have a phone call with Bonnie after this.
J&J Contractors. Again, if you call this week, today, leave a message for them. You're going to get the free extended warranty. It's a $1,500 value to get your roof fixed, to get it looked at. And if there's some problems from the winter we had, certainly give them a call so you can get that deal. One more question before we get to a break. How do you know when an asphalt shingle roof needs replacement? Are there clues to look for? Water stained up here on our plaster ceiling. So this person's had, obviously they're going to need a new roof.
Yep.
But were there telltale signs that they could have seen prior to that happening?
So the shingles, asphalt shingles start curling, they start cracking. You go up a roof that are, when it starts getting 15, 18 years old, roofs 18-ish is really actually how long they last, in my opinion. They sometimes get up to 22, but that's like really pushing it. They get like these spiderland cracks in it.
Okay.
And you look at it, and even you would notice, if you look up at a roof, you see all these cracks going all these different directions.
Well, what do you mean even I would
notice? Well, no, anybody. I'm just,
okay.
Anybody would be able to look at it. If you look and you just see cracks everywhere in the shingles, and they're like hairline cracks, you can see it's starting to, you know, it's starting to get close to be done.
When you drive through a neighborhood, and you're just driving to a job to go talk to somebody, you notice all that stuff,
You know what's crazy? I started roofing, though, okay? And then we got into remodeling. I still, no matter where I drive, I am looking at every roof I see.
You're a freak.
I cannot stop looking at roofs.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, that's you're a different cat, man.
A little bit.
You know what? Jerry does, too.
Yes, he does.
You know
yes,
he does.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. J&J Contractors, Jason is my co-host and special guest. We got to make sure that we plug the Tour Remodel Homes again, and we'll do that now, and then we'll do it again before the end of the show. MilwaukeeNary.org, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. The 18th is a soiree that you can get involved with. And, again, we're raising money for Aurora Cancer Care, and the money stays here. We started this last year. We raised over $10,000, looking to do more this year. And the house is an incredible home on Pewaukee Lake. So the May 18th, you come out and see, walk through the home. We'll all be out there with some food and drink. And trust me, there's enough funny stories to be told when you hang out with these Nary members. And then on the next 2 days, the 19th and 20th, you can take the tour. The map will go up, MilwaukeeNary.org, soon, and you'll be able to plan your 2 days to get out there and see all these homes. If you haven't done it, I would highly recommend it.
You don't want to miss this tour. It's going to be a great year. There's 19 homes on it.
Are you guys on it?
I have three homes on it this year. Yes.
Man, all in Greendale?
Or? No, Greendale, Whitefish Bay, and New Berlin.
Wow.
Yeah. I kind of spread it out this year.
Which one are you going to be at?
I am going to be at the Whitefish Bay one.
Okay.
And then the Greendale one, that's an awesome one. The one in New Berlin's an awesome one. That's actually a buddy of mine, Jim. Who has just been doing work over the years with us. And we remodeled this house. I called him one day, actually a few months ago. Jim, I go, this house is awesome. I got to use this in a show. And he goes, yeah. He goes, that'd be cool. Go ahead. You know, so
yeah.
It turned out to be an awesome remodel. So
hey, Michelle Brown just sent me a text that we can give some tickets away for the tour.
Oh, really? Okay,
so,
sweet.
You know what? I'm not going to be able to do it this week because we're not in the studio.
Okay.
But starting next week, we'll start giving away some family four-packs for that tour. Again, May 19th and 20th. The May 18th soiree is coming up. And 5,200-foot square foot home on Pewaukee Lake. And it's an incredible, incredible facility. And you're going to love it. We will raise some money for a really good cause. Have some fun. Makes people laugh, I'm sure.
Yes, I will be there.
You're going to be there?
I am going to be
there. I'm going to call out there and see if they're going to have bags. Because I want a rematch. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got a number of questions left that we're going to get through quickly for Jason from J&J Contractors. 414-423-9200 or jjcontractorsllc.com. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
I don't think I'm going to be invited to any of your parties at your house anymore. Your wife's telling me to be quiet. Mother-in-law's telling me to be quiet.
I think the reason she said to be quiet is because you mentioned something about some rivers.
I know. I was just telling you that her mom was going deep on some of this stuff. I am joined, co-host and special guest. He is the president of J&J Contractors, Jason Sabrowski. Jason, I'm listening to the big show. And Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler were talking, and you guys do a lot of work with Gary Ellerson, who is a huge fan of what
Gary.
You guys
love
do.
Gary.
And they talked about one of his storm doors just like ended up in Kansas. Or
so he calls me the other day. I'm like, oh no, why is Gary calling me? What's wrong? And he goes, Jay. He goes, my storm door ripped off my house. I go, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, my wife like opened it up for something, and the wind just like ripped it off. And he's like, I need you, Bob.
Right.
My window guy, come look at it. So I sent Bob over there. We looked at it. Bob's like, yeah, it's a mess. He's like, we can fix it, though. So we sent Bob out there Thursday afternoon. It's all fixed and working again.
Now, so here's the progression.
Yes.
So we've made headway with Gary Ellerson. Because last time, he just put Gorilla Tape on it or something and thought, what the heck?
You're right.
Yeah,
it was taped.
And
it was.
So now the first thing he does is call J&J Contract.
Gary, I love you. You're awesome.
We have educated Gary Ellerson. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
First thing he does is call you guys instead of going to getting Gorilla Tape and taping the door up.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Hey, we had talked in the second segment about a really good thing that you're doing for this guy that got kind of ripped off from a remodeler who came out 2 days later after getting the guy's check. yeah. and cashing it,
yeah.
saying, look, I've already turned myself in. There's no money here.
Correct.
There's some other people that are helping
there
you
is.
With this.
And honestly, I want to take a minute and thank these guys. I can't do what I'm doing for Eric without my help. So I want to thank Ed over at Carpet Factory Outland, Tim. Thank you guys for stepping in. And honestly, here's the thing too, Mike, and I'm going to finish thanking these guys, but I called them. They didn't say, let me think about it, or what do I need? They're like, no, they're like, Jay, we're here to support you. We're helping you. I'm right. like, this is awesome.
Man.
Right? And that's what's so awesome
Remember
about
that
my
circle
contract.
Circle of trust.
You're right.
You hang out with guys that yes. have good hearts.
Yes.
And that's the way we get things done.
Correct.
I think.
So yeah. I want to keep going here. I got Jesse over at Milestone Plumbing. I actually was at the NARI meeting. I said, hey, Jesse, can you help me out with this? And she goes, what's it about? What's going on? She's in. She's helping.
She's the best.
She's actually doing it herself. She's coming.
Yeah. It's good for her.
Yeah. I got Josh over at Blifford Lumber. Thank you so much. He's helping out with the cabinets and the millwork.
Josh is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. You know what?
Josh's a good guy.
Oh,
I love Josh.
He's a great guy. But I'll tell you, nobody has got a drier sense of humor than I know. I don't get sarcasm all the time. I don't get it. And there are times I'm like, was he serious?
Yeah.
Or he's very good at it.
He is.
He's got a good heart.
Yes, he does. I got Jay and Josh over at New Age Electric. Those guys are going to be doing the electrical for us. Thank you so much. I got Rich and Amber at Absolute Marble and Granite with the tops. Thank you to you guys. And then a big thank you to Abel. Kitchen and bath, they stepped in huge
good
with the
them.
Plumbing fixtures. Brian over at Grand Appliance donated the microwave. I mean, Mike, all these guys are just stepping
up.
It's awesome. And then I guess in big thank you to all of the guys at J&J. I went to my guys at our PM meeting. I'm like, guys, this is what I'm doing. Can you help me out? May 12th, the guys were doing the demo and the install. They're like, we will come. We don't even want to be in the books. We're just going to help you. I got like eight of my guys on a Saturday
working
for free.
I'm not going to wreck the surprise, I promise. But we also have to say kudos to the NARI Foundation.
Oh, my goodness. Cannot forget the NARI
Big
Foundation.
Big fan of the Foundation.
Huge
yeah,
fan.
I love the stuff that they do.
And we'll talk more
do.
About that to come because I'll be on the show again. But
yeah,
something's happening on Thursday, and it's some exciting stuff. And that's with the NARI Foundation that's going to be helping us.
Good guys. Hey, I've got one question I wanted to get before we get out of here. Because this, I just kind of laughed when I got this question. The roof shingles on one side of my house hang over the gutters so much that the birds have built nests under the overhang.
Yeah, I've seen that,
Mike. I tried to cut shingles back by using tin snips and haven't had much luck. Can you give me some advice?
They're going to want to use a hook blade utility knife.
Okay.
It's not the straight blade one. It has the hook. You can't go in there with the snips. It gets all gummed up with the tar, and it just won't work. You just got to use a hook blade.
Is that something they could call you? And
you know what? And that's something we could even just do.
It's a small job, obviously. But
we can do that, though. We have two service guys, Mike and Mike. That's all they do is service work. So it's something we could definitely do for them.
J&J Contractors, 414-423-9200. You hear the clapping in the background. We are at Sussex Hamilton High School for the WFCA Combine. Again, if you call J&J Contractors this week, starting today for the throughout the next week, if you call them, say, look, I heard Jason on the NARI show, you get a free extended warranty. Get your roof done. Get the work done by J&J Contractors. 50-year warranty, not prorated.
Yep.
And you do it this week, $1,500 value. This is the time you're going to want to get your roof looked at, get it fixed. If it struggled during this winter, get it done now. Get on the books now. What's the time frame?
Honestly, we're getting to roofs within 2 to 3 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, we're able to get it to it quick. And let's not forget, we got the tour of homes, 19th and 20th. You do not want to miss this. 19 amazing homes are going to be on the tour. I am proud to have three on the tour, three of the 19.
I'm going to come down to Whitefish Bay.
You should. The house is awesome. It's a really awesome house.
You've been telling me about it. Now I definitely want to see it.
Yes.
Go to MilwaukeeNARI.org. MilwaukeeNARI.org for more information. May 18th is the soiree.
Can't miss that either. It's one of Milwaukee's best events.
And you want to see what these guys are like when they're not working? Trust me, yeah, that's worth the price of admission.
I won't be drinking.
And the girls from the girls from the front office will.
Oh yeah,
they will. They,
oh, Michelle was so much fun at my house.
Yeah, yeah. But
maybe I'll have a drink with Michelle.
It took her 4 days to leave. That was the problem. Hey guys, we got to get out again. WalkingNeary.org for more information on the tour of remodel homes and the soiree that's coming up on May 18th, raising money for a really good cause. When you raise money for the Aurora Cancer Care, it stays here. And let's do the best we can. Jay, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Mike. Thank you so much.
This is the Milwaukee Neary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.